There is a minig Yisrael not to listen to live music during Sfira. That's pretty much an agreement. However, there's a major debate bizman hazeh whether recorded music, MP3s or other type of music recordings, are they included in the prohibition as well? So many poskim say that Daz Nibru and others, Rav Moshe Feinstein's against music all year round. He says, so certainly, really, we shouldn't listen to music all year round. But at least certainly during Sfira or the 3 weeks we shouldn't listen to. And many don't make a distinction between recorded music or regular music and live music. And therefore, they say that both Dominicans that one should not listen to either music. There's a further debate among that. What about a cappella music, the one without, without the instrument? So that already is a further debate within that shita. So that's the minig most don't listen to. Are there any poskim hamekel? Is there any heter during the Yemei HaSfira to listen to recorded music? Yeah, so some poskim point out that, and this is a general klal, when you have something that wasn't around at the time when they made the prohibition, was it included in the prohibition? Like we just observed Pesach, so it's the same idea, it's a totally different issue, but in terms of kidneys, so what's considered, there's a meaning Ashkenaz not to have kidneys on Pesach, so certain things are clear cut like rice and other things, but there's a major debate on quinoa and other foods. So what's in the Kudas HaMachokas? Well, I'll call the Machokas that they Rav Moshe Shita versus Rav Asher Weiss, but many people before them as well, is Rav Moshe says since they didn't have quinoa then, so therefore it was never included in the ban. And Rav Asher Weiss has nothing to do with the list. If the question is if it was around during, if quinoa was around when Chazal or when the Chachamim were making this Isser of Kidneyus, so it fits the criteria, it would have been prohibited as well. So perhaps maybe that's the same issue here. Do I view it, even though Rav Moshe here is machmer by music in general, so it's not Rav Moshe per se, but in just general rule, because there are other factors also, the Gemara in Gittin, why he says you shouldn't listen to the Rambam, why you shouldn't listen to music all year round. But the same idea, whether something, the specific food or device wasn't around, b'mei chazal, or b'mei, whatever the dindra button was made, do I say since if it was, it probably would have been included? Or do they say no? I don't know if it may have been included or not, but since it wasn't included, so therefore we don't. And also, I'm sure it makes. There's a big difference if we're talking about minhagim, like we are by Sfira's kidneys versus other dinim, probably more stringent dinim derabbanan and dinim derais, so we can make different distinctions. And others want to say that Rav Soloveitchik has his own sheet on Sfira, that the briskers go by categories. It's not like most go by minhagim. You combine shiva, shloshim, the works into one, and that was the minhag sphere. There's no set category. Rav Soloveitchik says, no, you need a category. So sphere is yud beis kodesh. That's why he permits shaving. So one of the things is simcha mereya. So apparently, he says that one could listen to, music, recorded music in the car or in private, because it's not a simcha, it's not a public gathering. Others say if it's the Shomo Zaman, so clearly if someone, that's the heter all year round, is to listen to music, because we're depressed. I don't mean clinically depressed, but if it's sad and depressing and we need the music to build us up, Ivdu Et Hashem B'Simcha, so therefore, there's a heter, some want to say, to listen to music in private. I think Rav Moshe talks about if it's for your parnasa, then he permits perhaps even live music. And what's this? So where's one of the original sources? There's a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes, and this is where a lot of it comes from, that he's not talking about music, he's talking about dancing during Sfira. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulch and others, many extend the Magen Avraham that certainly if dancing is prohibited during this time, so music which is associated with dancing is also Aser. And others say, so therefore that's what some want to point out. Others want to say, if that's the case, that the whole reason why you can't listen to music is because of dancing, so let's make a distinction that music that leads to dancing, so then that I can't listen to, but other type of music, background music, or if I'm going to the gym and I need it for my workout, or some other type of music, then it would be a problem. And apparently Rabbi Mordechai Willig, he wants to say that since there is no early source, it's only the Magen Avraham about dancing, and of course you're not supposed to, like, it's not a day of Simcha Yisera, like we don't say Hallel and Rosh Hashanah, so you shouldn't do things that are excessively joyous. However, dancing, that involves your whole body. But today, especially, people listen to music 24/7. They wake up with it, they walk around on their headphones. So therefore, he didn't think that listening to recorded music was an issue. The issue was only dancing. Music is less than dancing. And therefore, it shouldn't be a problem. So the Minhag Yisrael is not to listen, certainly not to live music, and many don't listen to recorded music. Some don't even listen to a cappella. However, for those who need to listen to music, yesh al mi lismach, either because the band, the Isser, didn't include recorded music, or in terms of not clinical depression, but in terms of person needs it to ivdu'as Hashem b'simcha, or like as Rav Willig says, that the whole Isser from the Magen Avraham is really on dancing, and he thinks music is a lot less than dancing, especially today. So therefore, yesh al mi lismach, for those who have a strong need to listen to recorded music.